let's go from China's national sport to America's national stories. It is a Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. Everyday people are interviewing each other for this project, which travels the country. Friends and family talk about their lives. Those conversations are recorded, and we hear some of them here. And today we'll hear the story of a family business. Nearly 30 years ago, Joe Spanos Sr. moved from Brooklyn to Texas. Wanted to try his hand in the oil business. When an oil bust in the mid-80s left him out of a job, Joe decided to open a small Italian restaurant in Abilene. Here he talks with his son, Joe Jr., about those early days.
When we opened the restaurant, we really didn't know what we were doing. We had some pots and pans from the house, and I never cooked anything until we opened that restaurant. I said to myself, my gosh, I don't know how to cook, do I? But I did, and I didn't realize I knew. And I learned by watching my grandmother and my mother. And now you're doing it.
Now we're feeding 1,000 people a week.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's a lot of pasta.
I never realized before I started working with you, you sure knew how to draw the line between son and employee. And I can remember when I was the first dishwasher at Spanos, I was wondering, why do I have to be the dishwasher?
Yeah, I'm the son. I'm supposed to be the executive.
I didn't think I was supposed to be the dishwasher.
You wanted to be president.
Right, I did. I wanted to walk in. I wanted to wear a shirt and tie my first day on the job.
But you also saw your dad washing dishes, too, at that same sink. So
I don't know if you knew early on that I was going to want to do this forever. I don't know if that was part of it and you were trying to teach me or doing it because that's the way it's supposed to be.
We were trying to teach you a work ethic, whether you were in the restaurant business or not. I think we did a heck of a job.
Right. But it wasn't until I started doing it for myself that I realized, okay, this is why they did it the way they did it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say the older you get, the smarter your parents get.
Yeah, I'm realizing that. I mean, now I know. Just this past Friday night, my dishwasher got sick. The guys in the kitchen were busy, and I took my coat off, and I took my tie off, and I put an apron on, and I started scrubbing dishes. And, I mean, the guys in the kitchen, they were amazed. I guess they'd never seen the owner scrubbing dishes before.
What do you like about the restaurant business? And it's not easy, is it?
No. But if I hit the lottery tomorrow and never had to work another day in my life, I would not close the restaurant down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't do something that has any meaning, I mean, what's the point? When somebody's plate comes back completely empty, that's instant gratification. Oh, they were starving to death, one of the two. And that makes it all worthwhile. There's no other job like that. You know, at least every day I can make somebody happy.
That's Joe Spano Jr. and his father, Joe Sr. at StoryCorps in Abilene, Texas. Their interview will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to this project's podcast simply by going to npr.org.